This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to Ask the CLO. This one is from Teddy in Dade County. Teddy writes, I have four younger brothers and they all owe me money. My wife is getting on me about helping them out, but I don't mind helping when I can. We're not hurting for money. So why does she care? How do I tell her nicely to stay out of this?
Well, see, my man, if y'all had the four bank accounts that I suggest, she wouldn't even know. But once you start taking money out the main pot and she can see it, they gonna have questions about it. And I understand how you feel, man, you know, because you're helping your little brothers out, you know, y'all ain't hurting for money. I got it. But that ain't how she look at it. That's not how she look at it. You can't expect her to see what you see. She ain't in your shoes and she ain't got no little brothers. So, I don't know what to tell you, brother, except you need to have a separate bank account so when you give your brothers money, she don't know about it. That's all, too. You got to have four bank accounts if you want to stay happily married. Joint account where you both have to sign to take, well, you need the money where both y'all pool y'all money together that take care of all necessities, household bills, living, blah, 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 blah. Then you need a savings account that requires two signatures to move the money so y'all always have a little nest egg on the side. And then the third account is you need your bank account with your separate money and she need her bank account with her separate money. You are not to question her about what she does and she can't question you about what you do. And that's the best way to stay married. Dude, and the man that taught me that is Roger Salters, and Roger Salters recently passed, and it broke my heart, man, the passing of Roger Salters up in Chicago, one of my great friends that taught me almost everything I know about finances. I learned from Roger Salters, from Salters Sanmar Financial up in Chicago. We lost a great brother, man. Condolences go to his family, man.
All right, moving on, Steve, to Jules in Hoover. Jules writes, my fiance and I met and we moved in with each other 5 months later. We're engaged and I want to get married soon, so my parents won't know we're living together. We rushed to do everything else, so why won't my fiance agree to a wedding date? Wow.
I don't understand. Is this a guy or a dude that moved together?
This is a woman. Her name is Jules. They moved in together, they're engaged, and she wants to hurry up and get married so her parents won't know that they're living together.
They still got some jewels out there?
Well, I mean, you know, he got what he wants. I keep telling women all the time, you know, a lot of women have a dream of a wedding day, a lot. Not all, but most women have a dream of a wedding day. That's your dream. I don't know no man that dreams of his wedding day. Every man I know dreams of the chick of his dreams, but not the wedding day. And if he can get you without the wedding day, then boom. And now y'all already moved in, so he got what he wants. He got the chick of his dream. He got you. So he don't understand the rush to get married. And he might be having second thoughts. It's 5 months. Might have learned a month. You know, when you move in, you learn stuff.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Talk.
Yeah, you do.
So did y'all move in? Did y'all live together?
I did.
I did. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Even when you do
you
that,
guys, it worked out.
It worked out, but they can still hide some stuff till after the wedding.
Who is they?
The y'all. Ladies. Y'all.
And
them. Y'all.
Me.
The ladies.
Yeah, we supposed to hide stuff. We know that.
Oh.
Y'all. Y'all.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of things did you hide, though? What did you hide?
What do you
ask? Is you going to tell what you hear?
See, what kind of question is this?
Y'all putting us on blast. Like, we stupid. Like, we finna sit up here.
I mean, did
tell
you
a damn secret on the radio like we fools.
Like you snore, something
three
like that.
Three damn fools.
Did you?
Three damn fools. Tommy Kirsten is three damn fools.
That's a nice ring to it.
We just gonna say, give up a secret on the radio. Why the hell you think it was a secret?
Something simple, though.
Dang. Ain't nothing simple. Secrets. What simple secret you
like? If you snore, that's all. Like
that ain't no secret. Everybody know that. They found that out on the plane on American Airlines one time.
Man,
my boy Juan was snoring on the plane one time. And he was sitting next to his white dude because he wouldn't switch seats. I told him to switch seats with me, but I know Juan gonna go to sleep. He don't snore up. White dude was looking at Juan. He said, oh my God. This is crazy. This is just crazy.
I love your
Can anybody just
voice.
Somebody needs to wake this guy up. I said, my man, listen to me. Don't do that.
You don't want
to
touch him. You don't want to touch him.
Don't do that. Don't wake up Juan Hull, partner. He did it anyway. Hey guy, you're snoring. I can't even repeat.
No, you cannot.
Instantness, it came out of his mouth.
Wow.
He said, Hey, guy, you're snoring. It opened with blankety blank.
All right.
Good dude, though. Real good dude.
I'm at Juan. Yeah. Moving on to Bree and Savannah. Bree writes, my bestie got pressured to have a threesome to keep her boyfriend. She's crazy about him and has no idea that he is a real garden tool. I even slept with him years ago, and she knows it. And our friend group said I need to talk some sense into her. Do I?
So we all. Well, how are you going to talk some sense into her? You slept with him.
Years ago.
Okay. It don't matter.
That's
you slept with him. Mm-hmm. He convinced her to do a threesome.
Yes.
What? What help does she need that he. Okay.
Spit it out, Steve.
Man,
it's
hard.
I don't know if y'all been watching the news, but hey, all these little freak offs. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Get somewhere, get you one person, settle in, lock it down, put them phone cameras up.
Didn't she kind of break girl code too?
The bestie sleeping with? Yeah. I don't think. It looks like they didn't know each other.
They probably didn't know it.
Because she did it years ago, she said.
Oh, she didn't tell her.
She told her because she does know it now. Yeah.
No.
Threesome.
You dating
again? I can't get my wife to do a twosome. Jesus. You know how long it takes to get a twosome going? Man, please.
You oversharing.
Yeah, really.
I kind of understand where it comes from.
Kinda. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.